Should I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So hello, everyone. First of all, this is not my talk. I've been receiving this talk because my colleague didn't make it to get the visa on time. So I'm sorry. I don't know anything about Kubernetes. I'm usually more into low-level stuff, kernel and embedded. But I will deliver the talk with the notes that I received. And if you have questions, you can directly direct it by email to my colleague. I wouldn't be able to answer. I'm sorry for this in advance. Okay. So before getting to the architecture and principle of the KubeOS, let's define what it solves. So there is a cloud-native development that is encouraged by Docker, Kubernetes communities, and many infrastructure is being cloudified. But some of the problems with the general-purpose operating systems reappear in these cloud-native environments. So you have container management, workload scheduling, automatic service deployment, rollbacks of updates.